He's going to have
a
man
of the people.
Guinness.
He's a man of the people, Darren Clark.
Yes.
But we're not talking sports right now. We're talking music, and we brought the machine in. He's in the big boy room for the first time. Like, you could impose any more.
The scent is pungent.
Trying to be. Thank you.
I don't think you needed to come in the main studio.
Yeah, why couldn't you get this in there?
There's no media panel in there.
Media panel.
I think. Anyway, gentlemen. Hello.
Hi.
This is the room of best friends.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Machine.
I would say that we're pretty good. Pretty good friends. We know each other pretty well.
Well, let's just not overstep our bounds.
You're in the top 100 of my friends.
We have
right
sleepovers.
Now,
we share wives. We go places together. So y'all know certain things about me. One of them is I like knowing more about music than the guy in the next cubicle, right?
Okay.
You know that. You know that.
I know
bald
that.
One.
I do know that.
So there's a lot of new music. I've been pressing for a new music segment for a while.
We tried to
finally
do it in our fill-in week, and I kept being like, we got to talk Rangers there.
We got a thing.
Oh, I can't. I got that segment filled.
Yeah.
But now it's Sunday time. Really.
That's why you booked a pilot, because you didn't want me to have my music segment.
No
right?
doubt.
Absolutely.
People love that stuff.
Every dog has their day, so I'm going to play music
and
now.
And yours is Sunday.
Today. I'm going to write the date down.
This day.
So there's a couple new albums coming out. Some are pretty soon, some are far away. I have a few leaks of very important bands.
Leaks?
I'm going to question how important these bands are.
Okay. Well.
There's only one important band in this world, and I can call Corby to prove it.
Okay. So have you ever heard of The Killers?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you like The Killers?
I do like The Killers.
They have a drummer, oddly enough. The band has a drummer. His name's Ronnie Vannucci. And the Killers have been.
Hey, it's me, Ronnie Vannucci.
Dude, I was waiting all week on Why Today Doesn't Suck for an Italian name to come up,
so you could
so
do
I
it,
could do Tom's
and there wasn't
bit.
One.
There wasn't one.
Hey,
anyway,
a welling on the drums.
So,
hey, I play the skins, eh?
All right, sorry, Ronnie. So the drummer, Ronnie Vannucci. The Killers have been on a break for a little while. So Brandon Flowers made a solo album. He's the front man. Now Ronnie Vannucci got a little bored, and he's making a solo album.
This is always sketchy when the drummer puts out an album.
Very much so. I'm on the same page. I was very skeptical.
Meaning you didn't like the all-star band?
Right. Anything drummer fronted that's not Max
Weinberg?
Weinberg,
yeah. Is going to fail.
All right.
Anyway, this is Ronnie Vannucci, his new band called Big Talk.
Big Talk.
It's a self-titled album. Comes out this Tuesday, actually, so go out there and get that if you like this.
Let's enjoy it.
This is the first single called Next One Living on the ticket.
Next one living, now we're all. I shouldn't.
Let it happen. Let it wash over you. Beatles? I mean, I was joking when it started, but
it does sound like the Beatles.
Doesn't it sound like a Ringo?
It's very late Paul McCartney, but I like it because
the great Paul McCartney.
Exactly. Stay hard, Paul.
I like it. I give the band Big Talk a 7.5 out of 10. I enjoy that.
There was another song that leaked already. It's called Runaways. Which
same
is
group, same Big
same
Talk?
Thing. But Next One Living is the lead turd. I like that song. It's quaint. It's kind of like a polite little jam. I like it.
Get it. Let's play it for a second.
Okay. Crank it up.
God, there really is some. Are these guys Euros?
No, not at all.
It says Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas. Fabulous Las Vegas.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. All it's
right.
Good, though, right? You like
yep.
it? Okay.
7.4.
Kill that one, Roy.
7. Last I heard.
4.
Last
next
I
band.
Heard, the Beatles, did well.
Yes.
Yeah, they sold a lot.
So,
they were good at music.
Yeah.
Like, we're good at sports.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we're the
even
Beatles
they didn't
sports.
Have the Beatles as their inspiration.
Right.
Yeah, I think that they might have listened to some Beatles at some point in their lives.
Moving right along. There's a band called Blitz and Trapper. It's
okay.
Kind of roots, psychedelic Portland scene music. I'll just go and rock this.
Hossen Pfeffer?
Cascadia.
Yeah. This album comes out September 13th. It's called American Goldwing.
Okay.
Here is the lead turd off Blitz and Trapper's new album, American Goldwing. On the ticket.
You're saying lead turd? Is that a term?
Turd, yeah. Listen to the snake.
We ride these waters dark and dusty. So ride my people, ride. With your muskets aimed at the falling rain. Cause the city ain't no place to hide. For my sisters in the boat behind. Baby, cause the cry of my lover's mind is made. And I think it's time to
go. I know what you're gonna say, obviously.
What?
Bob Dylan inspired.
I was going to go Zeppelin.
Okay, well,
yeah, I was going Dylan.
That's their bit. They try to walk that line.
Between those two?
Yeah. Well, between psychedelic and rock music. Hey, we're good at music in this room. Best friends forever.
We know everything about music. Yeah, so that's pleasant. Blitzen Trapper.
Blitzen Trapper. And the last album was an absolute crap turd. I mean, it was not good.
You're confusing me because you're calling one thing a turd and that's the new cut. And now you're calling a crap turd. It's an actual... So the album was bad, you're saying? The last album.
You heard of Wilco?
Familiar with
it. Okay. This is Wilco's new... the first single off their album that comes out September 27th. It's called The Whole Love.
I like Blitzen Trapper. They're a 6.9 so far.
Good.
That's how I rank them.
You can go ahead and kill that, Roy. That's Blitzen Trapper. This will be...
Two for two. I enjoyed those.
Wilco. It's called I Might. So here's Wilco on the ticket. Dale Murphy likes Wilco.
I learned that this week.
Hope you weren't listening Saturday morning when the Orphanage played this.
Did they? What'd they say? I agree with whatever they said.
Probably doesn't like it.
Probably hate it.
It's not traditional Wilco. Was I wrong? All night long. So high as a stinking sun. You get the idea.
What is traditional, Wilco? Yankee Hotel, Foxtrot?
Yeah.
Is that basically the bass?
And AM?
I always like Being There, which I think is not really well rated, I guess, among the Wilco person.
Yeah. AM's probably my favorite because it's the earliest one.
That's the first one?
Yeah. Or it's actually the second album, but it's the more when they kind of found their sound.
Yeah.
AM's really good. But Wilco, I saw them a couple months ago. Best live show I've ever seen.
Yeah, see, I've never seen them. I really want to see them live because I've heard. And their albums, I find to be, even their seminal best albums that people are like, okay, just listen to this.
Yeah.
Even inside of that, I find myself going up and down with them. Like, there's songs that I love and then there's songs that I don't get. Well, so I'm not mentally there yet, and I think I got to see a show to grasp it.
They become notorious for having, like, half-baked singles. Like, the one at the last album, it was just called Wilco. It was Wilco the Song. That was their single. And it was really simple, and it was kind of crappy. But that's Wilco right there, new Wilco. You ever heard of a man called Ryan Adams?
Yes,
and the
I
Cardinals.
Have.
Yeah.
And I think
Everything
he's good.
Nope.
See, but that's tricky. That's confusing, though. Now there's Brian Adams.
Ryan Adams is the heroin one. That threw chairs at people at trees or wherever.
Okay.
Like in the 90s.
Yes.
Wow.
Anyway, he's married to Mandy Moore, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, I always thought overrated.
Very much. I agree.
She's got a five head.
He hasn't released an album with new stuff in almost 5 years. He released an album last year, but it was already pre-recorded stuff from like 98.
I mean, you know. Yeah. I mean.
So busy. So busy. So anyway, this is going to be off the new album, Black Hole. This is called Empty Room. Mandy Moore's on this, too. So enjoy.
All right.
On the ticket.
Imitation of life.
They called it collaboration, but really she's just doing backup vocals.
I will never listen to that.
So that's Ryan Adams. I'm a big fan. I don't know.
You are?
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard something else that I did like. That seemed a little Gennaro.
I think that's
that
poop.
That seemed a little Holly Gennaro.
I think it's... Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I saw what you did there.
Yep.
I think that's poop, and I won't listen to it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that'll be on his album Black Hole, which is TBD later in the year.
I like how new your new music is. This is not even available.
Oh, it's breaking. Leak, it's breaking leak, right now. It's going on right now, guys. you ever heard of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Hey, yes.
Yeah.
I had one at Tweet Grooves send me the link to this song, have heard it.
You have heard it, yeah.
You have the whole song?
Yes.
Okay, good, because do what you're going to do, and then we'll discuss.
Okay, and this is the first album. It's going to be called I'm With You after John Frusciante. They're notorious... Super famous guitar player. He left the band.
Why'd he leave the band?
I don't know. Probably they didn't start taking the same drugs at some point.
So they're all sober now? Except for him, and he just wants to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Party down, man.
Let's go with that story.
Let's hear it.
That sounds good. We'll call groups. Here's Chili Peppers. Called Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie.
We had groups on the show last week. That's a ratings bonanza when you get groups. we might want to call them up. People like that guy.
All right. Have you heard this yet?
Nope.
All right. Very interested to hear what you have to say.
Lipstick, junkie, debunked, the all-in-one. She came back wearing a smile. Looking like someone drugged me that wanted to unplug me. No one here is on trial. It's just a turnaround and we go.
C-word? Oh, nice.
C-block.
Oh, not,
yeah, not, the,
not the mother of them all?
Not the University of North Texas.
All right, let this soak in here. We've got to make it rain somehow. She told me to and showed me what to do. A magnet makes it in a cloud. I said, all right, what do you think? Bring it down a little bit. What's your? Keep it playing, because we're going to have something.
I mean, it's all right. The chorus is, hey, now. I mean, not very complex lyrical writing there.
And you hear their music start, and you're like, okay, this is Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know,
I've always liked them, but the only problem is they've been around since 84,
right?
And this is 10th or 11th album. And if you like them, good, but they all sound similar. I mean, the sound, dude, maybe the number one band in the world that snap your finger, you know it's them immediately when you hear a song.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the last album?
Which is
album?
Both good and bad, right? See, the last
and
album,
last album was like 5 years ago. What was it?
Yeah,
Stadium,
it was a long time. Stadium Arcadium. I like that a lot. That was a stretch.
You know what? I hate to say, but I think right around the 2000 Californication era, I think in my head I decided, this is what it's going to sound like, right. And I like it.
It's pretty
accurate,
though.
I'm not just psycho into it, and this fits directly in that category.
Plus, they were way better when they were all drugged up on Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
They were all angry and
feeling no junk, no soul, man.
And that was Blood Sugar Sex Magic is the wheelhouse for me of them, which was my high school days, which was awesome. Still a fan, but it sounds like they're just keeping on.
This upon first listen.
Oh, really?
It's okay now. It's mailed in. It's absolutely mailed in on the chorus.
What's
and the
it
lyrics.
Called?
Yeah, Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie. So,
all right, now go to the last about 45 seconds of the song. Can you do that?
Let's see if we can do that.
Because basically what happens, and
we gotta go.
I know, real quick, Roy mentioned the cowbell. It sounds like Groobs is playing drum drops in this song.
This is the last minute.
See if we get to it. Yeah. Hold on, see if we get to it. First listen, the first thing I thought. No, it's not happening. It might be a little bit
a different.
There.
Like Groobs is just bored at the end.
Right. Ding, 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 ding.
We should have never let Groobs in this band.
Groobs is actually part of. He's just incoming.
As fast as his little T-Rex hands
can get there.
I guess that's on beat. I don't know.
Can't you hear him just
Yeah. It's just one. It's just one, too. It's this.
Ding, 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 ding.
So all right, new Red Hot Chili Peppers, and that is new music. Thank
well
you for
done,
your time.
Machine. I did
Thank
enjoy
you.
That. I
good.
Like those bands.
Good.
Just about all of them. 12:12 the time. We're going to be back to talk a little about the Women's World Cup final and some Euro fun.